Islamic Finance News, the world's leading Islamic finance news provider. This is IFN Podcast.
We're amid a global pandemic, and it seems that this public health crisis has taught us the value of sustainable finance. As the numbers show, an unprecedented spike in ESG investments during these troubled times. Now, according to Morningstar data, investments into funds aligned with ESG, or environmental, social, and governance principles, have hit the $1 trillion mark in the second quarter of 2020. Now, often led by European or Western democracies, Malaysia, however, is at the forefront when it comes to integrating Islamic and ESG finance. In this episode, we speak to Zalina Shamsuddin, the General Manager of Capital Markets Malaysia, which is leading the Malaysian Sustainable Finance Initiative, to learn more about the country's efforts in promoting sustainable finance. So Zalina, welcome to the show. The Malaysian Sustainable Finance Initiative is a Capital Markets Malaysia initiative recently launched. Could you set the context for this initiative for us, please?
Sure. Fundamentally, CMM, or Capital Markets Malaysia, we're an affiliate of the SC. And our priority or our role is to sort of put in place the initiatives that the SC puts out in terms of policy. And we make sure we develop it and put it in place. For a while now, the SC has been trying to position Malaysia as a regional centre for SRI. And this is on the back of the fact that we are a global leader in ICM. Given the alignment between SRI and ICM, this made sense. So CMM, what we decided was for us as a country to inculcate SRI practices and capabilities within the country, we felt that there was a need for centres of excellence to focus on innovation and capacity development. And one of them was MSFI. So that's the context of it. But if you talk about the driving force, what happened was in 2019, CMM was part of the Malaysian Green Financing Task Force, which was headed by the SC. This was something that was initiated by the government and included regulators and industry players. And the purpose of the task force was to identify what were the stumbling blocks against green financing growing in Malaysia. And one of the things that were highlighted was the fact that there needed to be more capacity development amongst the financiers and the funding society to understand more what it means to provide green financing. So that was in 2019. Fast track to today, I think post-COVID and the pandemic and how it's affecting the country, there was a decision to expand the scope of the Centre of Excellence to beyond green, to take into account social factors as well, because that's a prominent factor that the country is facing. So in a nutshell, so that's why MSFI was set up. But it was interesting because at the same time, we also started working with the British High Commission, who was representing the UK government, and they were looking to roll out support for countries in this region from their Asian Low Carbon Energy Program, and they were providing capacity development in this space as well. So MSFI is a collaboration between the UK government and us as well.
So with all that you've shared about MSFI so far, what kind of tangible deliverables or developments we can expect from MSFI over for this year and even to next year?
I think the driving force behind the Centre of Excellence was we recognised that one of the main pillars to establish expertise in an area was capacity development, talent. We needed to have the right talent. So when we set up MSFI, we had four objectives. One was capacity development. Two was to enable innovation and product ideation, because these are all new areas for us as a country. Three was to create awareness amongst issuers, investors, even the intermediaries. And lastly, we are having an online digital platform that's like a knowledge center. So it's going to be a depository of information that anyone can tap on to identify what are the policies, what are the incentives, what are the various initiatives that as a country, both the public sector and the private sector are doing. So that's the general idea behind what you can expect from us.
So you touched on Center of Excellence. One that I would like to talk about is Global Compact Network Malaysia Center of Excellence, which is another initiative by CMM, right? So what should we understand about this center?
Okay, so when we first formulated the strategy for these 3 years to build up capacity development, we realized that we needed to build up capacity development in three areas. One were for issuers, one was for intermediaries, and one was for investors. So MSFI deals with intermediaries. Now, the UN Global Compact Center of Excellence was primarily to focus on corporates, public listed companies, who are corporate citizens of Malaysia, and it was to help them along their sustainability journey.
We're talking about assisting corporates meeting the sustainability agenda. Could you perhaps like share a little bit on the kind of challenges or setbacks that they face in terms of meeting those goals?
From our research, what we've found is everyone's doing the right reporting. Everyone's reporting on sustainability because this has been a compulsory requirement from Bursa, and the reporting is being undertaken. However, what we feel is we need to take it to the next level. We need to help companies sort of incorporate it in their DNA, sort of get at every level of management to sort of recognize that sustainability, all these intangible factors, does affect the bottom line. So it's no longer financial factors that should be looked at, but they should be looking comprehensively. So the primary outcome that you can expect from the Center of Excellence is just the sharing of best practices. What we want to do is get the leaders from this industry to help the other players in the industry to sort of learn from the leaders' examples and sort of implement it within their organizations and learn from each other.
And how can we support corporates in this agenda?
So essentially what we're planning to do is we've identified several training programs, and this is going to hit various levels of management. So we're targeting the C-suite, because the minute the C-suite understand the lingo of sustainability, understand how to engage, how to lead in this space, and how to direct their staff in this space, then it makes the job a lot easier. I think sustainability is something that needs to be top down at the moment. And so besides the C-suite, we're also then creating capacity development programs for working level beyond the sustainability team. So we're trying to incorporate it in the production level. We're trying to incorporate it in the services side of the business. So essentially, we're trying to hit every possible element of the organization. And hopefully, we can build everyone's sort of capabilities at the same time.
When it comes to sustainability or even Islamic finance and the conversation about SRI and ESG, what is the vision for the country?
One is we're already a global leader in Islamic finance, but I think going forward, being a leader it involves innovating, finding new ways to make sure that the capital market is relevant to the way the economies evolve. And I think we got to recognize that the economies are going down the route of whereby they're incorporating sustainability factors into the way they do business. Profit is not the most important thing now. It's what is your footprint? What is your impact on the economy, on society as a corporate citizen? So that's where we feel that our space is. I think we need to help the private sector and the public sector move along this journey, and we're trying to do what little we can in that space.
And our corporates or the public or private sector, are they receptive? Are they like open to this idea?
Yes, we've had quite a few engagements with them. We find that even if they're not receptive, right, it reaches a point that they have to be, because their investors demanded of them, their customers demanded of them. So, so they haven't got a choice. They really need to sort of align and bring in sustainability into the way they work, because their environment is demanding it. Their stakeholders want it. So even if they don't want it, they have to. But we found that positive. Everyone's been really positive. Everyone recognizes this is important. This is their role to play. And we find that everyone's quite keen to sort of follow through and make sure they can contribute something to sustainability in Malaysia.
So what else is CMM working on? What are your focus, for the rest of the year, for next 12 to 18 months?
We've sort of focused on our domestic initiatives. So I've talked about two centers of excellence we're developing now. we hope to develop the third center of excellence, which is to work with investors. Quite a few of them have already aligned their investment priorities towards sustainability. And we're trying to help the others who are not aligned to sort of figure out what needs to be done to get there. So that's a very domestic strategy. I think the other way we want to position our global leadership in ICM is to also enhance the depth and breadth of Islamic fintech in Malaysia. So that is an area we're very excited. ECF and P2P has done really well in Malaysia, but the Sharia side or the Islamic side is just only starting to grow because we've just licensed the Islamic players with the right rule books. And so as we are creating awareness in that space, given the fact that startups play a big role in the Malaysian economy, we feel this would be a natural place for them to raise Sharia funding or Islamic funding for their needs. So that's one domestically. Of course, our mainstay, our main job is to profile the Malaysian market, is to position ourselves and internationally as an ASEAN country who's a global leader in ICM, who's leading in the space of sustainability. And also we're trying to show that we're creating depth in new areas in the capital market. For example, traditionally you find that when you talk about capital markets, you're talking about public markets. You're talking about IPO, the bond market, the sukuk market. But in the recent years, you've seen that the growth in the private markets. There's a lot of interest in VCs and PEs and, you know, ECF and P2P. So that you can see globally, there's a shift in that. And we see that shift in Malaysia as well. And CMM supports SE's initiatives in this space. So those are the two main pillars of what CMM is focusing on for now.
All right. Thank you so much, Selena, for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. For more discussions on the Islamic finance industry, log on to www.islamicfinancenews.com. You can also listen to IFN Podcast on your favorite platforms, including iTunes and Spotify.